Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ,
life is so complex, even confusing at times. Have you ever wondered what you were to do? You want to serve God, but how? When? Where? Why? There's so many questions, and it seems daunting at times. Lord, if only we could understand. Let's look at a local park where we see a young man facing the same questions.
Ow! 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 Oh man! Oh man, this hurts!
Oh my goodness. What happened?
I've got a cramp. Oh man, this hurts.
Here, let me help you. Extend your leg. I'm gonna push on your toe like this. It'll hurt at first, but then it'll start to feel better.
Oh man, that smarts.
How does this feel?
That feels a lot better, thanks.
All right, good. So, don't you go to my church?
Yeah, what are you doing out here?
Oh, I was just spending a little alone time with God before I start off my day.
That's great.
Yeah, I've really been struggling with what he wants me to do with my life.
Yeah?
Yeah. It seems like, I know I've been called to do something, but if you want to make a difference anymore, you've got to go big.
What do you mean?
Well, it seems like if you want to make a difference, you've got to have some amazing idea on how to save the rainforests or end world hunger.
That's going big, all right.
Yeah, and I've never had the grades or the confidence or the connections to do something like that. I know he's calling me, I can feel it, but I just don't know how.
Oh, man.
Keep stretching that out, I'll be right back. Looks like you could use a hand.
Yeah, I sure could. I don't know how to fix that, and I'm going to be late for work.
Well, do you mind if I take a look at it?
Oh, it's okay. I don't want your hands to get all greasy.
That's really no problem.
Well, I'm on my way to work over at Wendy's, and it's my first day. I just registered for a full load of college classes, so I really need this job to pay for my tuition.
I understand. So I think I found your problem. If you take the chain and you put it like this, and then you pedal the pedal this way, it should... There you go.
Oh, thank you so much. Hey, come by later and I'll treat you to a frosty.
No, you don't have to do that. I just enjoy helping people.
Okay, well, thanks again.
See you later. Yep. Have a nice day. So anyways, like I was saying, I know I want to help, but I feel like I'm not being much of a use to anyone.
You think that you need to be in some important big shot to change somebody's life?
No, but look at all the people that are making a difference. I mean, you've got Brad and Angelina, and they're saving people in New Orleans and adopting babies. And you've got Oprah Winfrey, and she's helping, well, just about everybody. And then you've got Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and even he's doing his part. He started a foundation to help kids get fit and stay active.
Are you saying that you can't help the people of New Orleans or help kids get healthy because you don't have any star power?
No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm just one person. What I do doesn't matter. I'm just a drop in the ocean.
Well, maybe it takes a while for the ripples of that drop to be felt, but it still makes an impact. Oh no! Look out! Rose bushes!
Oh my goodness, you okay?
I should be asking that of you. I'm so sorry. And embarrassed.
No, that's okay. Last time I strapped on a pair of rollerblades, I ran into a minivan.
That was awful nice of you to keep me from falling so hard.
No problem. I mean, if I hadn't been there, you'd been wearing that rosebush over there.
Yeah, thanks again. Hey, I was just finishing my break from work, and I happen to have an extra bagel. I'd like you to have it.
You don't have to do that.
No, I insist. You saved me from a very prickly situation just now. I won't take no for an answer.
When you put it that way. Thank you.
No, thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just hope she wasn't too embarrassed. Good thing I was at the right place at the right time, I guess.
I think someone's trying to tell you something.
What? You think she likes me?
I don't know about that. But like you said, you were at the right place at the right time.
So?
It's what I was trying to tell you before you got ran over.
What? That I'm a ripple in the ocean? I don't want to be a ripple. I want to be a tsunami.
That's not the point. Okay. Who was the greatest king in the Old Testament?
David.
And what was his occupation?
He was a king, duh.
No, before that.
Oh, you mean as a child? He was a shepherd boy.
Right. And what was Peter's occupation?
A fisherman. What are you playing, Bible trivia?
Do you remember Rahab, the woman in the Old Testament who helped hide Joshua's spies?
Yeah, I think so.
What was her profession?
She was a prostitute. What are you getting at here?
Hold on, one more. Who was the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
And what was her background?
Well, she was a virgin, and at the time of Jesus' birth, she was just a teenager.
Exactly. She was basically a peasant girl.
So what's your point?
What's my point? All of these people came from very humble beginnings. They were nobodies, and that's just a sampling of the nobodies God used. God uses the simple and ordinary things and people in life to expand his kingdom. Have you heard the saying, God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called? God doesn't wait for the people with the right skills to show up. He uses the people that are there and equips them with what they need for that time.
I think I get what you're saying, but even when God calls me, how am I supposed to know what I'm supposed to do?
It's easy. You just do the right thing.
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt your conversation, but if I could just have a moment of your time.
Sure, what can we do for you?
I haven't eaten in days, and I'm really hungry. I was wondering if you had extra food for me.
Actually, you know what? I have this bagel right here. I'd like you to have it.
Thank you so much.
You have a nice day now.
God bless.
He gives you what you need when you need it.
I think I finally understand what you're saying.
And at the rate you're going, Joseph, you're going to be a very busy servant of God.
What do you mean?
Just in the last 10 minutes, you've helped me with my leg, fix that guy's bike, save the other girl from falling into the rose bushes, and gave a hungry man the first food he's had in a while. If you keep that up, you might just help the whole world, one person at a time.
Hey, thanks for being there for me.
No problem. I was just at the right place at the right time.
It looks like this young man has found the answer to his questions about serving God. We serve God when we help our neighbor, and right now is the right time to serve one another.
Amen. Now let us rejoice, and let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen.